Okay, final section, the obligation. Okay, and this will clarify to us why women don't do it. The mitzvah of tzitzis does not apply at night. According to the Rambam, it refers to nighttime, that's Maimonides. According to the Rush, it refers to clothing that's normally worn at night. So even if you wear it during the day. But I just did that, you know, for authenticity's sake. But essentially, the mitzvah doesn't apply at night. Either nighttime garments or nighttime physically. But there's a restriction that has to do with time orientation. And therefore, the second quote, positive commandments, which are time oriented, are obligatory on men, but not upon women. And therefore, women do not have the obligation to wear tzitzis, even if they were to wear a four-cornered garment. You wear a poncho of some sort, let's say a cloth poncho, a woman does not have to put tzitzis on. Okay. The question, however, just in conclusion, is why don't women do it voluntarily? Why is it different than, for example, shofar or lulav, mitzvahs that have time orientation, holiday-oriented mitzvahs, for example, and women voluntarily go ahead and do it? Why isn't a woman allowed to voluntarily put on tzitzis? So the question actually falls into two categories. One is the people who are feminists. And the reason they want to do the mitzvah is not because they were motivated by closeness to Hashem because they came to Rabbi Ryan's shir, but because we want to one-up the men. And if the men have a talus with black stripes, then we'll have a talus with pink stripes and we'll do better than them. So that needs its own approach, because you have to clarify that they're not doing it for a spiritual reason. They're doing it simply because they don't understand the system of Judaism and they feel that they've been slighted. I'm told from, I was told in the name of Rabbi Soloveitchik, that a group of women once came to him and asked, "We want to be authorized by the rabbi to put on tzitzis." So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, "It's a great idea, but tzitzis is a tremendous energy, and your body might go into shock from this tremendous energy. So what I think you should do is you should wear the four-cornered garment, but without the tzitzis for a month, and see if you start adjusting to the energy, and then we'll discuss the next step." They came back after a month and they say, "Yeah, our prayers are totally different. We really feel the energy that you described, and we want to know if it's time yet to increase the energy level and put tzitzis on, you know, first the first corner and then the second corner and the third corner and the fourth corner." And he says, "I just want to clarify something with you. What I said to you was to test you, and it was total bluff. There is no spiritual energy in a four-cornered garment that does not yet have tzitzis. I just want you to understand that all the energy and enthusiasm that you have is self-made. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah, and your desire is not to do the mitzvah. So you want to do a mitzvah, let's talk about the mitzvah, but don't let's make believe that we want to do the mitzvah and really you're just looking for some technique to be equal or less slighted than other people. You know, let's not be silly." So that's the first step. You know, we have to make sure that the person who's asking the question is being sincere about the question. If the person is sincere about the question and wants to know, good, women are not obligated to do the mitzvah, but why can't we do it voluntarily? So then we have an amazing quote from Shulchan Aruch, who had the same question. "Women are not obligated in tzitzis because it's a positive commandment which is time-oriented. If they want to do the mitzvah voluntarily, they may do so, just like by all other such mitzvahs. However, it's an act of haughtiness to do so. Because remember how this mitzvah works. Even a man who is given the mitzvah as a command is not obligated to buy a garment with four corners. Even he is doing it voluntarily, so to speak, that Hashem guided you to the mitzvah and then wants to see if you're going to do it. So men who are obligated are not really obligated to do it. It's only if they wear a garment of four corners. And therefore, the Rama rules, it's an act of haughtiness for someone who's not even included in the mitzvah to begin with to go ahead and purposely acquire the garment in order to wear it. He says it's an act of haughtiness. Now, we can debate whether it feels like an act of haughtiness or doesn't feel like an act of haughtiness, and the person is sincere or not sincere. It's debatable. It's very hard to gauge whether we're doing things for the right reasons or not. My point is how Jewish law works. Once the Rama assessed it as such, certainly for the masses, for the way we rule, as a general rule, is women don't do it. If you go through the logic, you'll appreciate the question. It's a very good question. Why not? But in practical Jewish law, they absolutely don't. Because once the Rama says it's an act of haughtiness, which fool is going to go ahead and say, yeah, I'm not being haughty. The Rama says you're being, I'm not being haughty. I'm a humble person. Can't you tell? It doesn't work. In other words, the dynamic has already been killed. It's virtually impossible for a person to go ahead now and do the mitzvah and do it for the right reasons.
But it's not prohibited, but it's not recommended.
In practical Jewish law, the same way that in practical Jewish law, final ruling is men should do it, final ruling is and women shouldn't.
This is different than all the other mitzvahs that men are required and women can do, like shofar,
right.
Because that the men are obligated.
Correct. Correct. He doesn't assess the other mitzvahs as haughtiness, because the people who are obligated are truly obligated. So going ahead and doing it doesn't look like I'm a voluntary on a voluntary. I'm a very holy person. I'm not obligated, and even those who are obligated aren't really obligated unless they have the four-cornered garment. But I'm such a holy person that I do a voluntary on a voluntary. On other mitzvahs, he didn't assess it like that. And therefore, the custom of the Jewish people is that on many mitzvahs, the women do it. Voluntarily.
Some women, somebody's daughters.
Very good, very good. We have a tradition that Michal, the daughter of Shaul and the wife of David, wore tefillin, is what's written. I don't know if it says about talis, but talis is small, tzitzis is small fry compared to tefillin. If she wore tefillin, there's no reason, I can't imagine why she wouldn't have worn talis too. There's a tradition that Rashi's daughters might have worn tefillin.
Yeah, well, so why?
And tzitzis also the same concept. And when we do a mitzvah from this level, from the level of a sugya, from scholarship, you have to appreciate how that could be. That could be because they lived before the Rama ruled that it's an act of haughtiness.
You didn't have sons, right?
He didn't.
Rashi didn't have sons.
He had three daughters.
And his daughters excelled. So, you know, we don't have a clear picture of why they did it, but we can have a clear picture why it's not a direct violation. In other words, why could Rashi rule one way or the other for his daughters? That we can appreciate. I have no problem. I could see where Rashi would rule like that. I could see where David could rule like that. But for us, we don't rule like that. And this is another example of carrying Jewish tradition from the biblical to the rabbinic to the custom and then to a practical ruling. Can we say in even in rabbinic law that a man must wear tzitzis? It's hard to say that. It's hard to say it's a true mitzvah derabbanon. But in practical ruling, absolutely, a man should be wearing. And again, how to phase into the mitzvah, however, whatever your strategies are to phase into the mitzvah. One day a week, but however you phase in. But it's an important mitzvah. Again, the analogy, Hashem says, I'm giving you an offer, this mitzvah will help you. How can you not take him up on it? And again, in practical Jewish law, you could look at a woman's association with this mitzvah and say, according to the logic, according to the scholarship, it would seem that she's allowed to do it. But again, in practical Jewish law, there are more rules, absolutely not. She shouldn't. It's an act of haughtiness, because it's a voluntary on a voluntary. Yeah?
Is it an act of haughtiness for a man to wear tzitzis, even occasionally, if he is not really observing Jew? It's more like
That's normal spiritual growth. That's normal spiritual growth.
Once he wears it and doesn't keep observe kashrut,
it doesn't matter. Our approach is that normal spiritual growth is encouraged. And whichever mitzvah strikes your fancy as an easy point to start, grab it. Because ultimately, we recognize that they're all correct. You know, if a person was observing something because it turned them on, or some convoluted reasoning, I don't know if we would respect it as much. But if a person truly accepts that all the mitzvahs are there, I'm supposed to be observing them all, but for whatever reason, Hashem didn't put me in a family that raised me that way, and therefore every step is a challenge. So I'm going to take the challenges according to a pace that I can live with. So by all means, sometimes the more open mitzvahs, sometimes the hidden mitzvahs, there are people that tell me that Shabbat is a very hard starting point for them. Because Shabbat means that they have to explain to their family and friends all their new things, and they're not driving, and not picking up the phone, and all kind of... They tell me that family purity is the easiest mitzvah. Because all they need is that they and their spouse are on the same page, and they just make a decision that there are times of the month that are on and times of the month that are off, and no one has to know about it. No one cares if they're sleeping in the same bed or not. You pick your mitzvah. You know, but if kashrus, if tzitzis, if yarmulke, whatever mitzvah works for you, that's what you go ahead and do.
Do you have several tzitzis? I mean, from a practical perspective?
Practical, the two, one is called tzitzis, and that's the small garment that we can wear a whole day, and the other is called talis, which is large and you can wrap yourself in, and that's what we use during prayers.
So very simple.
Yes, we do have more than one, but it's not as necessary as people think of it because you wear an undershirt underneath.
So it's over the undershirt.
It's over the undershirt.
Okay.
It doesn't become a garment that gets the sweat.
But you can launder it.
Sure.
You don't have to take out the shirt before you launder it?
If you do it gentle in a washing machine, it generally will come out just fine. You have a little untangling to have to do, but it'll work. It's worth it.
You can dry clean them. Did people do that?
You could. I've never done it. I wash in a regular washing machine.
Or hand wash, just soak it in.
Hand wash is easier because then you just keep gripping and squeezing, and you don't worry as much about tangling.
I have had a boy. How old? I know.
3 years old is the custom. Some people say once they're trained, but I don't know if there's really, you know, each person should ask privately, you know, what their exact cutoff. But the tradition is that education starts at age 3.
What about if you go swimming? You have to take it off.
You take it off, you take off your yarmulke too.
True.
Showering, same thing.
So it's protecting you from immoral behavior, but it also protects you from stealing and from lashon hara. And
right. So that, but that's in the realm of 613. There's a specific focus that we're talking about towards sexual immorality, and then in a broader sense, all 613 mitzvahs. I once asked an interesting question. I asked one of my rabbeim if when I exercise, I have to wear tzitzis. Because when you're exercising, you're going to have to wash them every week. Each time you have to wash them. And he was very, very strong about it, that he thought the person should have an exercise pair of tzitzis. Because how can you say that when you're exercising, you don't need this protection? Like suddenly you became so spiritual and miracle man because you're exercising? It doesn't make sense. He recommended a separate pair for the same way that you put on your jogging suit, whatever you put on, so you should have an exercise pair of tzitzis.
Do people wear them in the gym?
I don't know what people do. Observant Jews would go the extra mile and figure out how to do it, yes. The funniest thing, it's so cute to watch the guys playing basketball on an observant team. And yeah, the tzitzis are flying.
Dangerous. Well, no, you're not
going to
trip.
No, they're not so long.
You can grab someone.
I know.
Okay.
You're not supposed to do that.